The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Submit your faith story or prayer request today at jenniferjackson.com. You're listening to Simply for Women.
And I have Chelsea Becker here with us today. She absolutely loves women. She hosts conferences for women. She has a huge women's team and is just down in the trenches serving God, rolls up her sleeves, and really gets to work encouraging women toward him and toward the heart of God. And I'm so excited to have you with us today, Chelsea. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jennifer. You're right. I love women, but it didn't always start that way. I grew up with a bunch of boys. God had to give me a heart for women, and he certainly has.
So you have brothers, huh?
No, I had a whole bunch of cousins, and then I do have one brother, and then I grew up with a bunch of guys out in the country.
Oh, there you go. So where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from outside of Austin, Texas.
That sounds warm because I'm in Columbus,
yes.
Ohio, and I love the
yes.
heat. Well, that's awesome. Well, if anyone wants to find you, they can find Chelsea Becker at lynnministries.org. That's lynnministries.org. But we want to dive in today. Chelsea, why don't you start at the beginning and just tell us, how did you come to know Jesus? How do you walk with him? And what happened in your life?
Hey, well, I had the blessing of having a grandmother who was full of faith. I tell everyone that she is our spiritual backbone.
Mm.
And I called her Yama. Her name was Naomi, but I called her Yama. And at the age of 6, grandmother made sure I knew the Lord, as she did with all of her grandchildren, her children and her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. And I remember her taking my son, Bryce, and she held him in the hospital, and she said, I baptized him with my tears.
Oh, wow.
And so she was a strong lady and strong of faith. She would even go and write out the Bible over and over. She loved God's word. She had a real relationship with him. So I got to see that example growing up.
Mm, that's powerful. Did she pass this on to your mother?
Not at first. At first, my mom thought she was a little bit of a kooky lady, you know, the Jesus freak term.
Yes, I do.
And so there was a little bit of that for a while. And then we moved from the location where my grandmother was, and we were about 9 hours away from her. And so my mom made sure I went to church, and my mom worked in church, but I didn't see that same sort of relationship that my grandmother had. And even though I knew God and I knew what I'd seen, I did not have my own personal, real walking, talking relationship with Christ until I was 21.
Mm-hmm. So what happened at 21?
I still had conviction.
Okay.
I still had conviction, right? I still mm-hmm. knew. Like, it says that one of the gifts is the gift of faith. So I still knew God. But that walking, talking relationship where you learn to hear God's voice for yourself,
mm-hmm.
well, you really start to learn who your own identity is in him, right? That's the difference. Is I no longer was on the back side of my grandmother's faith. Or even my mother's faith. I was having my own faith. And that changes things.
Yes, it does. What happened to draw you across that line at 21?
I think it was becoming just intrigued with God's word. Really just starting to want to know what God's word said for myself. And starting to get in it. And I really wanted to hear God's voice. And I was around some beautiful people who could show me that. And they were my age, so I was ready to receive from them. And one of the tools that they gave me is to write my prayers down and then wait and listen for his response, for God's response. And learning to wait, that all by itself was a chore. But then realizing that those thoughts that were coming to me weren't my own thoughts. Or those scriptures that were rising up, those were the ways God was speaking to me. So then I would write those down. Then I had a journal of a correspondence between God and I.
Mm. That's so important, isn't it? Because then you have a record, you know, of his yes. faithfulness. And I love a prayer journal because you can almost go back to it and say, you know, just tell the enemy, you cannot tempt me in that way or harass me in that way, because on such and such date, I've witnessed God answer this prayer before. You know, you
yes.
can almost hold his feet to the fire and say, no, you're not trying that trick again, because I've got it written down. God's already answered
exactly.
that before.
Exactly. Well, I'll also tell you what the journal did for me. 10 years down the road, in the middle of a really, it was a terrible time in my life. I was going through a nasty divorce, and I didn't know what God had for me, and I didn't understand that. How did I end up in here? Right. This wasn't the goal. How did I end up here? And God took me back to those journals, and He was showing me in the journals that He had already called me to be His spokeswoman. That's what it said to me. That's what He said to me. When I went back and read it, it says, you will be my spokeswoman.
Mm.
And I remember reading that 10 years down the road and going, what does that even mean?
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he had it in me long before I ever saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Long before I ever knew it, He has been preparing me and put me in training grounds, right?
Sure.
And it's super cool to know that His finger has been on me the whole time.
How did He walk you through the divorce?
Through Scripture. I had to go back to Scripture. I had to get in it and ask Him, you know, what do I do here? And He actually took me to Exodus, and He showed me where He had delivered the Israelites and how they would mumble and grumble out in the wilderness. And I would go, how come they're, don't they know what they've been delivered from? Don't they know what they've come out of? Why would they want to return back to that slavery, that oppression? And in the middle of that, God asked me the same question. He said, do you want to return to Egypt? And I could answer that question.
Wow.
No.
Mm.
No, I don't. But it was through His word. It's this one-on-one relationship with Him. And I couldn't answer the question, should I go back or not, even though I was out, until He asked me that through His word. Do you want to go back to Egypt? I've already delivered you. The choice is yours.
Yeah. Oh, that
and
is.
And I could answer that.
His word speaks to us.
Yes.
And that is so powerful. What about, you know, so you had such a grief, I'm assuming, in the divorce. Was this before you lost your daughter, your mom, your grandma? You've had a lot of loss. What was the timeline?
Lost my daughter first, my very firstborn. We had a miscarriage. I never even heard the term miscarriage. I didn't even know that that was a thing. We just don't talk about it. You know, and you didn't hear about it. And so when that happened to me, it rocked my world tremendously. And I remember just yelling at God, you know, I'm trying to do all the things right. I'm in church. I'm serving. I'm doing. How did this happen?
Oh,
right?
Right.
And He is such a big God that He allowed me to feel all the feels. And then come to Him with them. And it was back into His word, Jennifer. When I was crying and I was on my knees, He took me to Zephaniah. Mm. And He said, I promise you this very day, I will give you two mercies for each of your woes.
Mm. That's beautiful.
And that was a promise spoken straight to my heart.
Mm. I love that. That's so powerful, isn't it?
And that's not a book you hang out in, you know?
No, that's right. I love those minor prophets, though. They're pretty powerful. Wow.
They are. They mm-hmm. are. And that verse was just highlighted to me in the tears. And I remember just kind of crawling up and rolling into a ball. And then I felt Him just come around me. And I mean it. I felt a double heartbeat. His heart beating right next to mine. And I knew He was grieving with me. Because mm-hmm. that's the God we serve.
He does. He loves us. He's a comforter. And I often tell women, you know, the Psalm 91, where He covers us with His feathers, that there's actually
yes.
a mothering side of God. He's a wonderful father, of course, but He's also has a mothering side. And he gathers us. He covers us with His feathers. How did he comfort you? We only have 2 minutes left, but tell us about, you've also lost, you lost your mom and your grandma. How did he comfort you in those losses?
Yes, I've lost them in that order, a daughter, a mother, and a grandmother. And the Lord has done a new thing for me. He calls it the Linger Lounge. And I am to meet the Lord in the Linger Lounge and just sit with him. No journaling, no devotional, no Bible reading. Just sit with your maker.
I love
just
doing
that. Just have a relationship with him.
Just sit and enjoy his presence, huh?
Yes, yes. And then the greens get greener and the blues get bluer. And you know he's there. And then all of a sudden your day is planned out and you didn't have to do a thing.
It's true.
To
me, in the quiet time,
walk.
It is a day by day walk, isn't it? How yeah. do you worship the Lord in those quiet times, or do you just literally sit in silence?
I usually just try to sit and quiet myself, quiet out all the noise, so I can just feel him, sense him, all five of my senses. I want to see him, I want to touch him, I want to smell him, I want to feel him. I want to know him.
Oh, that is so good. Wow, that is Chelsea Becker. That's Chelsea Becker. You can find her on social media. She's on Facebook. You can also go to lynministries.org, lynministries.org, to learn more about Chelsea. She has a She Will conference and many other wonderful things for women. I hope you'll find her there at lynministries.org. Well, I'm Jennifer Jackson. And you've been listening to Simply for Women. Isn't that encouraging? It's such a wonderful place to hear each other's God stories, to keep going, keep growing. Go to jenniferjackson.com for more stories like this one.
We hope that today's show has been a blessing to you as you seek to simply live out your faith. To hear today's show again or to share it with a friend, search Simply for Women wherever you get your podcasts. Or visit Jennifer's website at jenniferjackson.com. That's jenniferjackson.com. Thanks for joining us on Simply for Women. Take time today to simply be with God.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.